Now, we have with us today Charlotte Bemker, and she's the Associate for Institutional Advancement for Catholic Charities, the Diocese of Covington. Charlotte, how are you doing today?
Hi.
Talk about the Mercy Mats Sleeping Mats project you're going through here.
Yes, well, it's a really exciting ministry for Catholic Charities. We create sleeping mats from recycled plastic bags, and then we distribute them to the homeless. And what's really cool about these mats is it provides not only a cushion, but a pest-resistant sleeping alternative to the ground or concrete. And it's also a protective barrier against surfaces that are wet or cold. And the mats are non-absorbent, they're easy to clean, they're fairly lightweight, and they roll up for portability.
So these are just old plastic bags that you get from going to the grocery store or from some shops, huh?
Correct. Now, there is there's restrictions with the bags, like the ones, the plastic sleeves that come on newspapers, or the ones that maybe you get from Macy's or one of the department stores that are thicker, that weight's too heavy. The plastic sleeves are too light. So the ones from Kroger's, Walmart, that kind of weight is the perfect kind.
And you just kind of weave them together, I guess.
Oh, well, there's a little bit more to it than just weaving them together. But, yeah, what you have to do is you have to inspect the bags first to make sure that there are no tears or rips. And then once they're cleared for folding and cutting, you fold them and cut them, and then you make strips. And then these strips are then tied in to each other, and we make what you call plarn, plastic yarn, and then that's when the crocheting begins.
Wow, it sounds quite interesting. Do you have is there a YouTube video on how to make this?
We don't have our own YouTube video, but I'm sure there's one out there.
Hey, listen, I'd say go ahead and make it. I mean, it would give youth groups, it would give mission groups something really productive to do.
Yeah, well, you know what? We actually, our ministry started with one of our longtime volunteers, Marlene Meyer. And at the time, she was volunteering as a receptionist. And our volunteer coordinator saw what she was making and asked her about it. And Marlene said, it takes me so long to make one because she has arthritis so bad. And that gave way to our Mercy Mat ministry. And we have actually taken it to schools. We've gone out to groups. We have groups come in once a month on the third Thursday of the month from 9 to 11. And we go through the whole process. We teach everything from the folding, cutting, all the way up to the crocheting. And the beautiful thing about this is you don't need any skill. There's no age requirements. Anyone can do the different pieces of it.
All you need is a lot of patience.
Yes.
Well, listen, how many bags does it take to make one of these mats?
500 to 700 bags is what's needed to make one mat.
500 to 700?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of bags.
It is. And this is another cool thing we just started doing was we've expanded our Mercy Mat collection to include pillows. And the really neat thing, because when you cut them, you cut off the handles and the bottoms of the bag, and those pieces we would just recycle. But what we're doing is using those for the stuffing for the pillows. So we're pretty excited that there's absolutely no waste when it comes to the bags. Oh, and I feel a need to say we had such a successful bag collection that we are currently not accepting any bags.
Oh, okay. Well, I know if you're like me, I got a bag full of bags at home. That's what we do. We hold on to them till we need them. Or if you got a dog that you got to go clean up after, that's what people use those bags for.
Yeah, we have 14 lawn-sized trash bags stuffed full. So once those get made into plarn, we will be recollecting. But for right now, we do not need any donations of plastic bags.
Well, that's good to know. Now, you said people get together to make them or they make them at home. You know, how can people get involved with this ministry?
Oh, well, I'm really glad you asked that. They can come to our meeting if they want on that third Thursday of the month. And it's down here at Catholic Charities, which is 3629 Church Street in Latonia. Or if you have a group, we can come to you. We're slated to go to a couple churches, and we've been out at All Saints or St. Joseph's Academy out in Walton, working with the seventh graders out there. So we can come to you. You can come to us and, yeah, learn all about it from the beginning to the end.
Now, how many mats have you given away so far?
You know what? I was afraid you were going to ask me that, and I meant to check with our volunteer coordinator. I would say at least over 50, but I'm not really sure. The really neat thing is that we pass these out at Parish Kitchen, and Parish Kitchen serves a lunch meal every day of the year, to anyone in need. And many of those our guests there are homeless, so we pass them out there. But recently we've been passing them out with St. E's in collaboration with them down in Covington. So we pass up, and anybody that would need one could call. We are trying to gear up and have a bunch made for next January. I know Randy, one of our employees here, she's one of our I'm drawing a blank on what her job title is, but anyways, she works and works with the homeless and with our St. Joseph's apartments, and she goes and does the homeless count, and she was saying she would probably pass out upwards of 35 next year. So we get them made, people drop them off, and then our sirens are going off. I apologize.
That's okay. You got to stay safe.
Yeah.
So when we talk about, can you give me an idea of the dimensions of the mats? Are they, what, about 4 feet long by about 3 feet? What are they?
Okay, so that's really important. The size we like is 3 foot to 6 foot, and we had some people make them really big, and I'm sure the thought was they'd be better for maybe homeless families. The problem is that the homeless people need to carry these, and that's just too big. So we like the 3 foot by 6 foot dimension, and then we actually roll them, and we have handle makers, and they crochet handles on them, so they're easily portable.
So basically it's a yardstick wide by 2 yardsticks long.
Correct.
There we go. Well, Charlotte, if people want to find out more about Catholic Charities, or you need to work on a video to do this, but anyway, where can people go get more information?
Well, they can visit us on our website at covingtoncharities.org. Or if they're interested in coming down on that Thursday, they can call me. It's Charlotte Bumker, and my number is 581-8974, extension 121. Or they can email me at covingtoncharities.org, and I can even send out the information on how to make one if they want to do, until we get that video made, if they want to follow the direction sheet that we have.
Well, thank you very much, Charlotte. You stay safe today.
Hey, and you too. Thanks for calling. You have a great night.